Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. Baruch Hashem, we are blessed to begin a new week of Shiurim, Bein Hazmanim, where whenever you're listening to this, the power of just a few minutes a day, all of us strengthening each other, all of us thinking again how we could have a wonderful day, how we could have a wonderful afternoon or evening, or wherever we're holding. It's a blessing for us to chazer over, to review the importance of not speaking about other people, the importance of holding things to ourselves and not just, you know, saying whatever comes to mind. Today we're going to do a very interesting halacha, because many times we speak about the bracha, the blessing of venting, that the Chavetz Chaim understands Hashem. Ultimately, it's from Hashem, because that's where the halachas come from. Hashem understands that we're not supposed to just hold things in, and some things you're supposed to hold in and not repeat. But if you have the right person, if you know how to do it, which we're going to learn about today, it's very important to go ahead and vent and speak to the right person. The problem is we say the wrong things to the wrong people. Instead of, right, many times, right, you speak to another person about your, you know, work. You come home and you speak about work, and at work you speak about your home. As opposed to at home, you speak about home, and at work, you speak about home. At work, you speak about work. It's speaking to the right people, right? If someone's bothering you, of course, you can't always speak to that person, but instead of speaking Lashon Hara, to tell the person, you know, what you're doing bothers me, I'm hurt by you, etc. We all know that. One of the interesting things in this week's Parsha Metzora, I don't know if anybody can hear, I happen to be outside now, and there's this bird that keeps on making noise that fits very well with the Rashi in the beginning of the Parsha, which is exactly what I was going to speak about. So now the bird's quiet, but maybe you'll be able to hear it in the background. But Rashi says, in Pasuk Dalet, he says, Lefisha Nagoyim Boyin Aloshen Hara. Right? The reason a person gets tzaras, we speak about this all the time, is Motzi Ra, the Mitzora. This week's Parsha's Mitzora is that I have pain inside, I have Ra inside of me, I have hurt inside of me, I have things that I haven't worked on. So therefore, where does it manifest? It manifests itself when I look at other people and I see the bad and I speak bad. That's what he says. Rashi says this straight out. Shu maisa pitputei dvarim. It's your speaking. Lefichach, that's why we have the birds. Why? Because the birds are always chirping. They're always talking. They're always talking. It's very important for a person to learn to talk less. Now, I want to say this is very important because a lot of people who talk so much, they need to learn to be quiet. And a lot of people who are quiet, sometimes they need to talk. And it's not about whether you talk a lot or you talk a little. It's about being appropriately talking, knowing who to speak to, knowing how to speak, knowing when to speak. And I think that's what's so important for all of us to remember. Like the Gra, right? The Gra says that's why we have two ears and one mouth, so that we listen more and we speak less. And now, if you have the right person, like we're going to learn in a second, the halacha, it's important to talk, and you have to talk. It's a mitzvah, right? As the Chafetz Chaim says very clearly, it's a mitzvah to talk and to share and to say certain things that need to be said. It's interesting. The next Rashi says, "Vishani vi." He says, "Ve'etz eres lefisha negoyim boyin al gasas haruach." This Rashi is incredible, right? The Rashi right afterwards, that the Negayim come on Gaiva, because Gaiva, the ego, is when a person has to pretend, and a person has to go ahead and pretend that they're someone that they're not. And a lot of times that's what we do when we speak about other people. It sort of like lifts us up and makes us, egotistical, like I'm better than that person. You know, almost like we say many times when it comes to Lashon Hara, like what that person has that weakness, that person has that chesaron, that person's lacking something. So I'm also lacking something. Who's not missing something in their life? Who's not lacking? Who's not deficient. We're all deficient. So the gasas ruach is like, I have to be something. I have to like pretend that I'm this person who doesn't have any challenges. I have to pretend that I don't get hurt by anyone. I have to pretend that I'm better than, and it's not so much better. It's like I have to pretend that I'm all perfect, whatever it might be. We're all weak. We all have chesronos. We're all chaser. We're all missing things. We have anger problems. We have laziness problems. We have taiva problems. We have selfish, whatever, you name it. We all have it. And there's nothing wrong with having it. It's not that there's nothing wrong. It's even more. It's of course we have it. We're human. And humans have deficiencies. So that's what Rashi says. Excuse me. So Rashi says, Yashpil atzmai megavaso. So what do? You shani tolas ve'ezov, that you take this low, this hyssop, and you're mashpil yourself. Unbelievable. You humble yourself. You humble yourself. Humbling oneself is recognizing so that guy has this thing that he does. So it bothers me. You know, it's funny. Sometimes we say, like, so that bothers me. Okay, so things are allowed to bother you. Like so I'm bothered. Like, so it bothers me when someone acts a certain way. Like, why does everyone have to be so perfect? Why does everything have to just fit in so perfectly? You know, in a certain way, there's a humility to being upset and to things are not going well and things are not going my way and that thing bothers me. It's only like we have to get rid of that and share that in order that we think that we're not allowed to feel a certain way. With that, I'm just going to do this halacha and then we'll share this halacha, which I think is so powerful. Such a great halacha. Listen to this halacha. I got this. This is from the email, the Shmiras Halashon. So he says like this, if someone speaks to people, this is from Hilchos Lashon Hara, chapter 10, section 13. Okay, so he says like this, if people will listen, right, let's say someone damages you or steals something from you or hurts you. And he says like this, if by you telling other people the person will listen, then you can tell them. He says, or if you prevent the perpetrator from wrongly shaming him, by telling important people or his friends the truth so that they stop him from doing it. So if you know that by you mentioning something to someone else, you're going to help this other person and you're going to, right? Or if one was already shamed by him and wants to stop it from happening again and again by telling his friends or important people, right? If you tell someone, so if someone hurts you or if someone bothers you and you can benefit or you can help yourself from the hurt by telling somebody else, by telling this person's friend or by telling someone else, then you're allowed to, because you're defending yourself. You hear that? You're defending yourself. You're not just sitting around talking about other people. You know, you're not defending. I'm upset. So I'm going to talk and I don't like this guy. So I want everyone also not to like this guy, or I need to get it out of my system. But if you're telling someone to help you, it's 100% mutter. Now listen to this. This is what the Chafetz Chaim says. This is why it's so incredible. Chafetz Chaim says, but this leniency, one must be very careful to fulfill all the conditions. We're not going to go through them now, because one can easily be influenced by the evil inclination and become someone who's speaking Lashon Hara. He says, because of this, I will revise more here in more detail. Okay, I'm not going to go into this now, but what's incredible is this is the this is like the balance of being someone who is tuned in from, you know, with himself, and to know, okay, someone's hurting me. Whether it's your parents, whether it's a sibling, whether it's a friend, whether it's someone at work, whoever it might be, to be able to really learn how to deal with that and to be able to deal with it. The Chafetz Chaim is not saying, the halacha is not, you just, I think this is really where I was starting earlier when I was talking. It's not about just repressing your feelings and not talking. People think, right, Lashon Hara means, oh, I'm never going to say anything. And especially if you're someone who doesn't express yourself, you have to be careful. Because you need to express yourself. And if somebody's hurting you, you have to find the right person to talk to about it. And the right person who understands the halachas and how to deal with it. that the Chafetz Chaim's not saying, oh, just suck it all up and whatever someone hurts you, whatever someone's doing to you, you have to be abused and that's it, and say, Hashem, help me. No, that's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to tell the right person if someone hurts you, or if someone is going to hurt you, or something's going to happen like that. And if someone hurts you themselves to you, and you're able to talk to the person himself for sure, it's very, very important for a person to do that. So it's interesting how this halacha, I think, is very, very appropriate for all of us. Hashem will help each and every one of us as we are preparing for Pesach, the preparation for Pesach, right? The Shla Kadar says that all the halachas of the Yom Tov always falls out around the parshas of the Torah are very connected to the Yom Tov. And it's so incredible. You see it so clearly because Erev Pesach is all about us fixing our speech, the geula, having a geula. And the way we're going to have a geula is when we begin to fix our speech. As we know, it's anos al pi adibur. The reason we're in galus is because of lashon hara. The reason we're in galus, that's why it's nega. The reason we're so hurt and so benega is we're hurt by bein adam lechaveiro, by other people, by things that have happened to us. And it's so important to learn to talk about it. It's so important to learn to talk to the right person. That's what it is. To talk to the right person about what has hurt you and how you've been hurt. To protect yourself, and through that we'll all be zocha, each and every one of us, because that's really what we're waiting for. We're waiting for a Yeshua and a Geula, for every person to be healed, to feel good about oneself. And the only way to heal that is really to be tuned in to what's been hurting you, what hurts you, and through that we'll be zocha to a Geula Shlema, all of us. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening. And again, I appreciate everyone's feedbacks. I've been getting a lot of feedback. Please continue. And if anyone has any ideas what to talk about or anything that would help, anything that would be helpful for you, please mention it to me. I know in the last year, I mentioned a few things that some of you mentioned to me. You know, we're all doing this together. We're all in this together. So have a wonderful, wonderful, amazing first moment, first morning, first afternoon, first evening, first whenever of the rest of your life.